Americas, live and underway from Minnesota. That's right, just outside Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hercules Gomez, Sebastian Salazar gearing up for the MLS versus Liga MX All-Star game. You can hear in the background, they're literally building the stadium as we speak. You ready for that All-Star buzz? You feeling it or what?
I'm feeling it. I don't know if it's the buzz of the All-Star game or All-Star week, I should say, I'm feeling it. But, damn, we've been at this all day.
We have, and we have the interviews to prove it. Coming up in this show, Carlos Vela, Chicharito, Sean Johnson, Walker Zimmerman, Uriel Antuna, Alexis Vega. We got Liga MX covered. Don't you worry. Who else? We got Sebastián Driussi tearing it up right now at Austin. We got Brandon Vasquez, star of FC Cincinnati. Julián Araujo, DeAndre Yedlin, and Jesús Ferreira. I hope I didn't leave anybody out. It's a pretty impressive list, yeah?
It is. If you guys are hearing that, they're literally, there's a bunch of stations here for the media. We're the last ones here. They're waiting for us to go home.
That's what you're saying, is we are the hardest working group in show business.
I don't think I've ever left. That's never been in doubt.
Oh. Okay, so let's talk about why we are here. And really, the main event is, of course, Wednesday. MLS versus Liga MX All-Star Game. It'll be taking place at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That game available for you on ESPN2. Of course, not the first time that we've seen the MLS versus Liga MX All-Stars. We remember last year when MLS won in a penalty shootout, Herc. Ah, the dramatic, dramatic ending last year between these two teams. All right, so let's look ahead to this year. Who do you think is the favorite?
Liga MX.
Really? Still?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Even with all the big absences?
Yeah, they don't know what an All-Star game is about. You don't bring the best players. You bring the most popular. MLS brought the most popular.
Okay.
Maybe not the best today. Liga MX, literally, their nominations were you one or two.
Okay.
In that position, were you one or two in your season. So they've got players who are arguably, in my mind, in a better moment. So
okay.
They should be favorites.
Okay, so give me some names then, if you thought MLS would or should be favored, that you would have put in.
MLS?
Yeah.
Gareth Bale?
Okay.
Oh, you mean as far as they deserve to be?
Yeah, I mean, you're saying you're going off the best picks.
Right. I don't know. There's a few you could have gone.
It feels like it's a pretty star-studded team for MLS, too. I mean, obviously, Bale, Chiellini, some of those late arrivals aren't here, but there's still a lot of talent on the MLS team.
Of course, there's a lot of talent on the Major League Soccer team. Absolutely, there's a lot of talent. I would have loved to see – this is more Liga MX because I think there's more – this argument for another day about star power. But I would have loved to have seen a Memo Ochoa. I would have loved to have seen a Dani Alves.
A Gignac.
A Gignac. You know, those type. Nahuel Guzman, how entertaining was he last year?
Yes, of course.
That type of player. But – these are very good squads.
So we've had the luxury here, the opportunity to sit down and talk with guys who are going to be on both sides of this event on Wednesday night. What kind of atmosphere do you think we'll get here in Minnesota? And then what kind of game do you think we'll get based on what you've been hearing so far?
I don't know what you think, but I think this is one of the best stadiums in Major League Soccer.
Agreed.
I really do. It's actually my favorite stadium in Major League Soccer.
Wow, head of Bank of California. Look at you forgetting your hometown. Got to be honest.
Bank of California is nice. But it ain't that nice. This stadium is nice. It's got a little bit of everything, so you're going to get that ambiance. It's going to be a great crowd. You're still selling Liga MX MLS. You're still selling Mexico versus USA. That's what you're selling, and I think people are going to come out for it.
On the field, you think it'll get chippy?
We were interviewing guys, and on the Major League Soccer side, they were like, hey, you realized really quick, like, after one or two tackles, all right, this is a different type of game. This isn't an exhibition. This isn't actually like they're taking this for reals. They're taking it seriously type of deal. I expect the same thing.
Okay. All right. You expect the same thing. So you think we'll get penalties or you think it'll end in regulation?
Well, I've been hearing a big game from both.
Okay.
Nobody wants to go to penalty kicks.
Okay,
both have been saying it before the 90th minute. It's over. So I'll go with that.
Few players figure to be more important to Major League Soccer's efforts on Wednesday night than Javier Chicharito Hernandez. The LA Galaxy forward has 9 goals so far this season. For his efforts, he has been named captain of the MLS All-Star team. Captain.
You know,
captain.
Carlos Vela had a few
What did Carlos say about?
He was like, Chich, captain? He's like, okay, that tells you how we are today.
He joins us here on Football Americas. Javier, what does it mean to you to be captain of the All-Stars?
It means a lot. It means a lot. I posted straight away when I found out the news about that I feel very, like, humble, blessed, and, of course, very grateful about this opportunity, you know. But I said it as well in the press conference. That doesn't mean nothing. You know, we all are players that people and the manager choose us, that we're in a good moment, that we try to just come here and try to play a very good game, to try to give the fans a great 2 days with the skill challenge as well, and now with the All-Star game. So yeah, I mean, I'm very grateful, very happy, but that doesn't change nothing. No, we all are great players in our own teams, trying to give everything for this game and trying to try to win on Wednesday. That's the most important thing for us.
You know, I'm curious, this rivalry for you, you're in a unique situation right now where you're in the middle of the rivalry and you're in Los Angeles where there's probably more Mexican Liga MX fans than anywhere in the country. What's that been like for you?
Honestly, yeah, I understand the position and I like take it how it is, but to be honest, it doesn't change nothing, you know what I mean? Because I still represent this organization, I still represent MLS, I'm going to be the most professional guy that I can be and try to give my best, you know, here with you guys tomorrow in the skill challenge and on Wednesday on the game, you know, regardless of how much I'm going to play or not, I'm going to give my best like every day, you know?
I wonder what it means to the players to go up against Liga MX, because in the media, everybody wants to measure the two leagues. The fans want to measure the two leagues. Do you actually care about kind of who wins on Wednesday?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course we want that, of course. There's been a lot of talking and about stuff about the leagues and about all of that stuff about which league is better. That for me, my point of view, is not that important, because competition should be like what these guys are doing great, so I can like do it like them, and then with the other leagues, like what they're doing good, so we can keep doing it, you know, because competition is about that. So these type of events, these type of games, what it brought is like, yeah, of course it's cool to see how MLS is doing, it's good to see how La Liga MX is doing, but the most important part is like, yeah, you can mix now cultures, players, even if sometimes this all-star could be in Mexico, for example, next time, like two countries. You can see the next World Cup with Canada, US after the Qatar one with Mexico as well involved. So that's what competition should be, is bring us together. But of course, in the end, it's a competition. Of course, don't get me wrong. We want to win. They want to win. We want to represent our league, and they want to do the same. But in the end, I think the narrative should be like that we're in the same boat in the end. We want to grow. We want CONCACAF to grow. And we want, of course, to be a better leagues and better national teams, and by another consequence be like represent better our countries in the World Cup.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that. We had Mikel Arriola on Leagues Cup and we interviewed him, and I asked him if he was worried if Liga MX and Mexico in general with the national team were falling behind in terms of competitiveness. He said he was worried, and he thought that in 5 years Major League Soccer and US Soccer take over Liga MX if they didn't take the proper precautions. Your opinion on that?
My opinion is honestly I don't care who's having the lead on the leagues. I hear the most important part, what MLS is. Look, La Liga MX did for a long time good stuff. They're still doing it, but how soccer can be done in a way in that federation, in CONCACAF, right? And now another league with exposure like USA, that they said, okay, we're up to the challenge, we want to make a league, let's do it. And then 27 years after, only 27 years, you can see the improvement. So that's something that the La Liga MX, apart of being threatened, they should admire that and say, okay, they're showing us how we can do it, how we can pivot our businesses, how we can pivot, how we can grow, because in the way that we're doing is helping. So imagine if we include what other guys are doing to improve. That's how life should be. I'm unique, I'm special, I'm not better or less than no one, but there are things that other guys does that probably that could help me that I'm not doing. I'm gonna keep doing my stuff, but look, let's add this up. So I don't care who's having the lead in that end. I think what MLS is gonna bring to CONCACAF is that competitiveness. Even Adrian, our coach, he tells us that's great. Now, for example, if any South American player want to come to Mexico MLS, now there's a fight. Now there's a doubt. And then, of course, if the Mexican team has him, then the competitiveness comes with the League Cup, comes with CONCACAF Champions, comes with other sports. So this is about improvement. This is about growth. This is not about saying USA is better or Mexico is less, or who's the gigante of the CONCACAF that doesn't. That's why I said what I said in the press conference. The gigante CONCACAF doesn't mean nothing. In 2002, MLS was not even close at what it was now, and USA beat us. Mm-hmm. You know, and they went through and the World Cup. Yeah. That doesn't mean that the Mexican League at that time was better, right? So that's why we want as well to manage sports and to talk about sports like if they were mathematics, that they doesn't work. It doesn't work here. Here there's a lot of circumstances, a lot of situations that we need to take accountable and see why things are happening and emulate some of them, and the other ones that they're not working, just get rid of them.
I got to ask you about the skills challenge. Do you know what you're doing in the skills
kind
challenge?
Kind of, not really. But today we're going to have a proper like walkthrough and say like what I have to do. Then I will try to do it tomorrow.
I did it. I pulled my quad. I don't recognize.
Oh, really?
I did.
No, we all take of ourselves. Yeah. You know, like,
How important will it be to win that?
It's important, man. It's great. These situations and everything in life is how you want to approach them, man. If you want to have a hard time, you're going to have a hard time. If you want to have fun, you will have fun. And obviously in life, there are things that you probably will prefer to do, of course. Like, for example, the skill challenge, yeah, different situations. Everything, it could be better, it could be worse, it could be better, it could be worse. It's how you approach things. So from my point of view, I'm going to try to have fun. I'm going to try to do as better as I can to help the MLS win that skills challenge, and hopefully we can do it, you know?
All right. Hopefully we find out your role, too.
Of course. Hopefully I don't do that much so I can be fresh for the game.
Yeah, as a captain, you get to choose what your role is.
I don't know, man. We'll see.
There he is. Javier Hernandez, thanks
Thank
for the time.
Guys.
Appreciate you,
guys. You
here on Football Americas.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
LAFC, first place in the Western Conference and first place in the Supporter Shield race. What a summer they've had, bringing in Gareth Bale, Giorgio Chiellini, and signing Carlos Vela to a contract extension. Carlos joins us now here on Football Americas, the newly minted MLS All-Star. So tell us about your flight in. I heard you had some kind of rough company.
Yeah, they left any person come in. So
you were next to him on the flight?
I was behind him, and then I'm not going to name drop, but Kobe Jones behind me.
Wow, okay.
Imagine how bad was the truth.
I hope he left you alone just a little bit. Tell us a little about practice, right? Because it's the first time to really get with these guys and see who's good and kind of what your teammates going to look like on Wednesday.
I mean, you know, first day after game and the weekend, travel, so was a really light training, just couple of boxes, have fun, talk each other. So I don't think we have to train much. It's just like we know already all the players, we are here, we are good. So we just have to enjoy the game, make a good show for the fans, for the people, and win the game. It's simple.
I saw a video footage of you earlier hugging and hanging out with Chicharito. They named him captain. He's the captain.
Imagine. How about we are?
Imagínate cómo estamos, no? What does it mean for you to play against Liga MX? You know that league, you know that country so well. You know the rivalry. What does it mean to have a game like this?
Well, I mean, the rivalry is more for you guys, for the fans. Okay. Or maybe for us, it's just a friendly game. Of course, we want to win because we represent this league. So we want to do a good game. We want to bring a good show for the fans because they go for that, no? So enjoy a night. So we will put our best, trying to win, but nothing crazy, just one more game.
You live in LA, you were just at the Leagues Cup showcase. You get to see the type of impact Liga MX has in the United States.
It is, that good.
Your perspective now living in the States, so what do you think of that? I mean, because it's unique.
No, it's crazy. I mean, there's a lot of Mexicans, a lot of Latin around the country, so you know, for us, football means everything. So every time it's Mexico playing here or any team of Mexico, now the All-Star, I think the fans will be there. So it's a big game for everybody. And like I say, let's put a good show because they want something good. So we have to do it.
You mentioned you came in from Salt Lake City, caught a flight with this guy. You beat RSL 4-1. I want to talk about a couple plays in that game. The play from Gareth Bale is the one everybody's talking about. But first, Giorgio Chiellini in that handball. What did you make of that?
Man, he's smart. You have to cut that play. It doesn't matter how. So like I say, if he's against you, you get mad. Mm. You want the red card or everything, but it was a smart play. I think he did the right thing for his team. So...
It's Hector Herrera over there.
Hector Herrera shouting us down in the
air. He said ídolo to me, not to you. I just wanted, he was looking at me.
Let's cut this.
No, but you said smart Giorgio Chiellini is. He did the same thing in the Euro final against Saka. You know, where he pulled the player back because he knew he was too quick. Talk to me about just him in general on the field.
He on the field, he want to win. Mm. He don't care about how or if he want to take the ball with the hands or kick somebody. For him, the important thing is win games, win titles. So that's why we bring him. So he will put that personality, that character to our team, and he will lead our defense. So it's some really important for us. So we trust in him, and for sure he will do well because we know how good he is. So.
What about the goal from Gareth Bale? I mean, classic, vintage stuff. When you see a guy with that amount of speed able to do that, what do you think?
I mean, everybody say, like, we see now you kind of still running, so let's do it more often. So I think both players are really happy in LA. They come in a really good way in our team with the teammates. So I think the chemistry, the atmosphere we have inside our team is really good. So after we can show that on the game, I think we are in a good position. But for us, the most important is win the championship. So we have to work hard because the expectations are really high. So we have to work the double, triple to get there. So the team is happy. The team is really good. So now we have to win games.
I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I saw the goal. And then I saw a few comments. I was already thinking of it. That looked like the Copa del Rey goal against Barcelona.
Yes,
where
yes,
he just ran by him.
Yeah.
When you see that and you see a guy who's 32 years old and had a lot of choices of where he could go, do you still, a part of you think, like, why are you here?
No, I think I made that decision years ago. Mm-hmm. You can go, you can still in Europe, but sometimes you look for your happiness, and I think he do that. So now we see he is happy and he can do that kind of stuff. So we are person also, so sometimes it's not what's the best team or where you can find more money. It's about where I can be happy, where I can do my things, where the people will trust on me, show me I like the group, you know. That kind of thing like are important in a player. So I think he find that in LA and he will do a really good thing for us, for sure.
All right, Carlos, we got to let you go, but thanks for the time here on Football Americas and good luck on Wednesday night.
Thank you very much.
Austin FC rolling right along this season, second in the Western Conference behind only LAFC. Sebastián Driussi, a big reason why. He's got 16 goals and 7 assists so far on the season, including a brace this weekend, and he joins us now here on Football Americas. MVP, that is the talk down in Austin. Sebastián with us here in Minnesota. Sebastián, bienvenido al programa. Un gusto tenerte aquí con nosotros.
Para mí estar con ustedes, la verdad que un honor.
Okay, so as we do here on Football Americas, I'll ask the questions in English, you translate, and we'll kind of have a little conversation here. Let's start with just the practice today. I want to get a sense of kind of what it was like training with all these new players and that experience here with the All-Stars.
Platícanos del ambiente y cómo fue el entrenamiento con todas las estrellas de Major League Soccer. ¿Qué fue ese ambiente?
La verdad que un ambiente muy lindo. La verdad que a la mayoría lo conozco de habérmelo enfrentado y por algunos tengo gran admiración. Así que nada, un lindo entrenamiento hoy.
He was saying that it was a beautiful practice this morning. He knows most of the players because he's played against them, and he looks up to some of the other players as well. Háblanos un poco de, or let's get a little perspective on the rivalry with Liga MX, and from his perspective, maybe where he sees it as an Argentine.
Bueno, platícanos un poco de lo que sabes de la rivalidad entre Estados Unidos, Major League Soccer, en este caso, y lo que viene siendo Liga MX, y lo que has visto tú en tu tiempo aquí.
Sí, bueno, me lo enfrenté muy poco a la Liga de México. Tuve dos amistosos con Austin, contra Pachuca y Atlas, la verdad que fueron muy exigentes, es una liga que es muy buena, todos lo saben, así que nada, va a ser un lindo partido también, un lindo espectáculo.
said he has little experience against Liga MX outside of a couple friendlies against Pachuca and Atlas that he said were very, very tough. Yeah. He says it's a good league, so expects a good game as well. Let's get into Austin's success this year, and specifically his, right? Obviously, he comes midway through last year. This year, though, obviously MVP form, and really, he's been hot all season.
Hay que hablar un poco del éxito que has tenido, no solamente tú en lo personal, pero Austin también. Llegaste de mediados de temporada del torneo pasado. Este año es otra cosa. Estás en ritmo de mejor jugador de la liga. Platícanos un poco del éxito que ha tenido tú en lo personal y también Austin.
No, bueno, como vos lo decís, creo que llegué el año pasado, el equipo no estaba muy bien, pero creo que este inicio de torneo creo que hicimos las cosas muy bien, las seguimos haciendo. Así que nada, hay que seguir trabajando con humildad, corrigiendo muchísimas cosas porque hay muchísimas cosas por corregir. Pero bueno, estamos cada vez más cerca del objetivo que es entrar a playoff, así que hay que seguir por este camino.
So it's interesting there. He said last year was obviously very difficult, right? The team wasn't quite as good. Got off to a strong start this year. Need to keep going with some humility. There's still lots to correct, but they're closer and closer to their goals, which of course are to make the playoffs down there in Austin. There's a new addition to Austin, one that he knows well, Emiliano Rigoni. Tell us a little bit about this player and kind of what he thinks he's going to bring to
bueno,
the team.
Bueno, tienes un nuevo compañero, en Emiliano Rigoni. Lo conoces bastante bien. Háblanos un poquito del jugador. ¿Qué puede traerle a Austin? ¿Qué esperas de él?
No, la verdad que bueno, me tocó jugar con él en Rusia. Es un jugador el cual nos va a servir muchísimo por sus cualidades, por su velocidad, por su entrega. Creo que era el jugador a fichar. Así que nada, esperemos tenerlo pronto porque sabemos que tiene que estar pronto con nosotros para afrontar lo que viene. Y nada, acá lo estamos esperando.
So they play together, obviously, in Russia. He and Rigoni, he's going to help us a lot, he said, because of his quality. He was the player that the team needed to sign. And he says they need him soon, right? Because yeah. Obviously the playoff stretch is upcoming. I wonder a little bit about what the reaction was back in Argentina when he joined the league. This is a player who is from River Plate's academy, played for River Plate, one of the biggest clubs in Argentina. When he came to MLS from Europe, what was that reaction like?
Platícanos un poco de la reacción, tal vez, en Argentina. Fuiste un jugador que salió de un equipo importante. Como River, te vas a Argentina, a Europa, llegas a lo que es Major League Soccer. Platicas un poco de la reacción en Argentina a tu movimiento Major League Soccer.
Bueno, algunos no estaban contentos que yo viniera a esta liga, pero yo sabía a dónde venía. Entonces me importó muy poco, entonces seguí enfocado en lo que yo vine a hacer a esta liga, a tratar de dar lo mejor, seguir creciendo como jugador, como persona, porque estoy en un país totalmente diferente al cual estoy acostumbrado a vivir. Así que nada, feliz de estar acá, no me arrepiento de la decisión que tuve, así que nada, feliz.
Yeah, no regrets about the decision. He said some down in Argentina were not happy with his choice, but he knew and he really didn't care. He said he stayed focused on what he had to do here, and it's an opportunity, not just with the league, but being in a different country to grow as well. One of the things he's going to be involved in today is, this week, is the skills challenge. I wonder if we could get what he knows about his role in the skill challenge and what he expects there.
¿Sabes de este concurso de habilidades? ¿Qué sabes del concurso? ¿Qué va a ser tu rol? ¿Te han platicado en qué vas a participar?
Todavía no me dijeron, pero sé que...
Still haven't told him.
Tienes que preguntar, ¿eh?
No,
preguntas importantes.
Pero tengo entrenamiento ahora por la tarde, okay. Así que ahí sabré qué tendré que hacer. Pero sí, voy a jugar, seguro.
Okay, so he knows he's going to be in the skills challenge. He's going to find out what role exactly later today when they do the practice. Let's talk a little bit about atmospheres, right? He's seen some big games in Europe. Obviously, I'm sure playing at River Plate, he's seen some ambientazos. How does that compare to maybe what he's living in Austin? Because we know Q2 can also pack the house and have a great atmosphere.
Díganos del ambiente. Has vivido unos ambientes bastante intensos.
Sí, pero...
River Plate, obviamente Europa. Platícanos lo que conoces ahí en Austin. ¿Qué vives?
No, increíble. Increíble. Me llama la atención cada vez que jugamos, la gente... La verdad que vive el partido básicamente como en Argentina, con esa euforia, con esa gana de que el equipo gane, siempre empujando al equipo, y la verdad que me sorprendió muchísimo.
He says it's an incredible atmosphere down there in Austin. It surprises him every time. Basically the same as Argentina, so it's a big part of what Austin has been able to do this year. Quickly.
I think he's tricking us. I think he speaks English.
Ah, see?
Yeah, because he's already answered before I even talk.
No, I understand a little bit.
Ay, vamos. Para el próximo año, entonces, la entrevista en inglés. Sebastián Drusi, un placer. Gracias.
Thank you.
Jordan Pivakherk scoring and opening his Bundesliga account in a 3-1 Union Berlin win over Hertha Berlin on the weekend.
I'm just saying, the guy scoring goals for fun and now in the Bundesliga. Mm-hmm. Watch out.
Scored in the
Pokal, the German Cup as well. So a great start to his time at Union Berlin for Jordan Pifak, who again finds the back of the net this past weekend in league play for his new team. The Premier League also opening its season over the weekend. Brendan Aaronson almost scored the game winner against Wolves. They eventually ruled it an own goal. Hart, can you believe it?
I can't believe it because they went out the defender.
Boo!
Even though Brendan seemed to think he was the last one to put it in. Honestly, it doesn't matter. Great game by Brendan Aaronson. Turning heads, opening eyes. Watch out.
Leeds 2-1 winners on the day.
Speaking of American attackers that are finding success, no better evidence of that than Jesus Ferreira. What a season he's having. 12 goals, 5 assists so far for FC Dallas. He's a Major League Soccer All-Star and is also going to be part of the skills competition on Tuesday. He joins us now on Football America. Jesus, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about practice this morning, because I'm always curious when you guys first get to, you know, be in that training environment and you're playing with guys who probably most of the time are like your sworn enemies, right?
Yeah, no, it was exciting. It was good. You know, first time here meeting the guys. And so for me, it was just going out there, meeting some of the guys and enjoying some good soccer.
You see the All-Star list come out. Who's the guy you're like, man, I can't wait to be in a training field with this guy?
I think a little bit of everyone. There's not one person that I'm like, oh, wow. I think everybody has something different. And today I was in the Rondo with Chicharito, Vela, and Carlos. And, you know, those are like some guys that never lose the ball. And so I was in the middle.
Who got megged? Who got megged?
Nobody got megged, bro. Nobody got megged.
We had cameras at practice. So yeah, if somebody got megged, we're going to find it. You mentioned it's your first time. Like, what does it mean to you to be an MLS All-Star, especially this year coming off signing that big contract?
No, it's huge. I think it's another step in my career. I think that it's something that needed to happen, as in just me working hard. I think I do give a lot of credit to my teammates because they put me in a position for me to succeed. And so I'm just excited that I'm the guy that they look up front for some goals and assists. And so I'm just happy that the team believes in me and what I can do.
What changed? I mean, this is a career year for you, and it's at the right time. What clicked for you?
I think mainly in the offseason, I was just focusing on my mental health. I said it a few times before, and it was something that I needed to work on. I think for me, it was I got easily frustrated in the field, and that was on me out of games. And so working on that helped me just kind of, you know, move on fast and staying in the present and, you know, having more impact in the game. And so I think that's what the team needs me to do, and it's just staying focused, staying present, and playing the game.
Paxton Pomykal, a guy you know well. This is his quote on you. He's clinical, man. That clinical is something kind of new, isn't it? Where did that come from?
Yeah, no, I think it's just me knowing my role. I knew that I had to change things before. You know, I have chances and I missed or I'll do the wrong play. And so it's just me knowing that I had to fix that and I had to get better at that. That was the point that in a position where the team needed help. And so I needed to be that guy that, you know, gave the team goals and assists.
Is that where you feel most comfortable as a nine on the field?
No, I think I'm good anywhere.
ideal world for Jesus Ferreira, like where do you want to be on the field?
Higher up, I think for me is the goals. I think the goals come before anything, and so I would say probably as a nine.
Okay.
Yeah, but I can come down and play, so it doesn't matter where I'm at.
Talk about your mental health, and I assume a lot of that for a forward is just kind of dealing with the pressure. There's now the pressure of the World Cup is coming up, and there's a dogfight for that number nine position. I mean, you almost must feel like you have to score every week to kind of stay in the lead.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, from the outside, it's the most important thing is to score. But I've noticed, you know, working on my mental health and talking to coaches, and it's like I've noticed that I bring more to the team than just goals. Is coming down, dropping, combining, pressing. And so I've noticed that for me in the games is not to focus too much on scoring goals or assisting. It's just to focus on having a first good touch, making runs in behind, and just the basics that will make me have a good game, and then that everything else will come by if I have a good game. And so it's just me focusing on not so much the final product, but the build-up to that final product.
Is that the message as well from Greg Berhalter?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, as a number nine, Greg wants to see goals and assists. And so for me, it's just working hard on the field so he can see my efforts and see what I can bring just besides the goals. But obviously, anytime I'm in front of goal, I'm looking to score.
We started the segment mentioning Dallas right now, third in the Western Conference. What's going right for the team this year? Because it seems like a lot different than last season.
Yeah, I think everyone has a great mentality and has the same goals. I think Coach Nico came into the locker room implementing his style, and everybody believes him. And so we have the pieces to play the formation that he wants to play, the game that he wants to play. And so I think we're all excited, and we all have the same goal in mind, which is, you know, first is make playoffs, and then second to see if we can get a home game.
Mm. You mentioned Coach Nico. He was the assistant coach for Greg Berhalter on the national team. That style of play being so similar to national team, it's got to be an extra benefit for you.
Yeah, 100%. It helps out that we can play every weekend with that formation and the same style, the pressing, the runs in behind. And so, you know, we have to use that for our advantage.
Before we let him go, let's do some trivia. We're finding out how well you know your enemy come Wednesday night, how well you know Liga MX. Sarcastic question.
You were in Texas for a while. You've been in Texas for a while.
Hey, we just had Julian Araujo up here. He should have known.
He should have known some things.
Okay. So you're okay.
All right, see. Liga MX team with the most league titles.
Chivas.
Ooh. Same guess as Julian.
No.
Close.
America.
Close.
America. Yeah, they just overtook them recently.
Just overtook them.
Over the last decade. Let's see.
Solid guess.
Yeah. Let's see. How many...
equipos. How many equipos?
How many teams are there in Liga MX?
23.
How many?
18.
Okay.
Out of those 18, last one, how many make the playoffs?
Six.
Double that. 12.
Wow.
12.
Can you believe that?
That's more than... Oh.
That's more than MLS.
You're
a percentage.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
All right. There he is. Jesus Ferreira. His team hoping to make the playoffs this year. Great to have you with us here on Football Americas.
Thank you.
Perfect. We got some transfer news here. Matthew Hoppe reportedly has a new home. The U.S. international looks set to complete a move from Mallorca to Middlesbrough in the championship. What do you think?
I think going from living to Mallorca, Spain, to Middlesbrough might be a change of culture for him. Mm-hmm. Might be a little bit of a shock.
Yes. Certainly a change of weather, if not a change of culture, but good to see Matthew Hoppe then making the move from Mallorca to Middlesbrough in the championship. So we got another American in the championship. Speaking of the championship, speaking of Burrow, Zach Steffen in his second career championship appearance over the weekend. Burrow losing 3-2 against Queens Park Rangers. Heard a lot of people point at Steffen for that goal.
I mean, yeah, it's his fault, but he's looking directly into the light. Mm. Like, this is crazy to me. It's still a goalkeeping error. Not the way you want to start off if you're Zach Steffen.
No. The sun, the shadows all playing a role there. That was a second of three for QPR on the day.
Speaking of American goalies, another one joining us now on Football America, Sean Johnson of New York City FC, an MLS All-Star. I want to get your approach to, like, the game itself, but first I want to get the goalie's perspective, because I feel like in an All-Star game, nobody plays defense. So what are you ready for on Wednesday night?
Yeah, you know, ready for anything, really. I guess if nobody decides to play defense, I guess it might be my time to shine. But, but it's going to be a cool experience, my first All-Star game, so just looking forward to taking it all in.
You know, we're coming off that Zach Steffen error that happened this week. And as a goalkeeper, because every goalkeeper is bound to happen, you're going to have your errors. What goes through your mind?
Yeah, I think errors are a part of the game. But I was talking about this earlier with Andre and Dane. It's basically whenever something happens, you like to think of it as like a learning experience. And then goalkeepers, I think it's year 13 for me. I mean, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to have things happen. But the quicker you can forget about them or think about them is, oh, okay, cool. That's just a learning experience. Won't happen again next time. Moving on and having a short-term memory. But things happen, and that's just a part of what we do as goalkeepers. So it's always our fault.
Yeah. That's what you say on the show all
the
time.
I do. I get angry at him a lot. Yeah.
So as far as like being an All-Star, you mentioned it's your first time. Kind of as you look at your career, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, my first time being an All-Star, I think, you know, when I look over the course of my career, it's definitely an honor. It's something I've always wanted to check off the box. I think now starting to slowly have, like, my bucket list being checked off with the MLS Cup this past year, now All-Star. Really cool achievement for me, you know, having done it for such a long time. And to be alongside these guys is pretty dope, too. Good group of guys.
Checking off those things, the trophies, the Nationals, and the World Cups. Look at this guy. He's also an actor. Did you not
really
see his commercial?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Goodyear. Who was it?
I don't know who it was.
continent.
We won't mention what brand it was. He's a very good actor, and I asked him because in one of those he actually won like a car driving competition, and he says that he's not allowed to race anymore. Why aren't you allowed to race anymore?
Yeah, I'm not allowed to race anymore. I think once you win the competition, you get basically you lose your ability to race.
You kind of cheated though.
I did not cheat. So when I did the competition, I did not have what I currently hold, but a SCCA racing license.
You're officially a professional racer.
Yeah, I loved it so much when I won the car that I wander off and you know got certified. So why not?
How did your team feel about that?
My team was cool. Yeah. It was controlled in a parking lot. Obviously, to get your racing license, like you probably have to do something a little bit more real on a track or something like that. But it was controlled with a driver safely. Precautions were taken, and it's been cool.
Let's talk about the race between Liga MX and Major League Soccer.
Yeah,
they're taking this seriously, man. Like, what goes through your mind? Obviously, the rivalry U.S.-Mexico is big. Liga MX, MLS, like. This isn't just a game for you guys.
Yeah, no, it's not. I think, you know, you look at the rivalry between ourselves, Liga MX, over the years. I think last year you saw it, you know, super competitive game. They're coming here to win. We obviously want to win badly, and everybody's up for it. I think the beauty of playing an opponent like Liga MX is you get a super quality game with two opponents who are super motivated to win. So looking forward to Wednesday, and the intensity is surely going to be there. It's not going to be something that's lacking.
You've had some of that kind of CCL, Leagues Cup experience. Tell us what it's like when Liga MX faces off against MLS in those situations, and does that USA-Mexico rivalry kind of sift into those games?
Yeah, I think it does. I think there's a certain level of pride you play for when you're playing against those teams. I think especially CONCACAF Champions League, you guys have seen those games. Those games are crazy. They can go, you know, they can be extremely open.
Crazy is a nice way to put it.
100%, 100%. You know, you never know how those games are going to go, but what you always have is a level of intensity and passion for the game because you're representing more than just yourself and your football club. You're representing your country, and tides right over into, you know, World Cup qualifying, national team games, and it's definitely there's no love lost between the teams. So yeah,
the fans seem to not be able to get enough of it. You've got Leagues Cup Showcase, you've got CONCACAF Champions League, you got World Cup qualifiers. New York's going to play against Atlas in the Campeones Cup on ESPN. And at a point, as a player, is there like a little bit of a whiplash with how much Liga MX MLS is going around?
No, you know, I think it's just more opportunities to showcase yourselves. You know, I think you're playing against quality opponents from Liga MX to play in another, you know, for another cup, another championship against Atlas later this year at Yankee Stadium. You know, we wouldn't have it any other way, I think, to have the ability to have them come in our house and play. So looking forward to it. But yeah, every opportunity is just another exciting one to add into the arsenal.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I got to bring
you
this up.
You have to.
I have to.
I know. I teed you up.
That little thing, like in the corner of your stadium, it's like a little piece of paper that says MLS Cup Champions. Like, what's going on there, Sean?
Yeah. Honestly, it was a bit.
You're bigger than the banner.
Yeah. It was a bit surprising. I think we all looked up and we were ready for like this big thing to roll out, and all of a sudden this blue flap just rolled out and got cheering. But no, it's. I think, this player is like, you know, special to win a championship. The fans, special to the fans as well. It would have been sick to have like a banner like come down that like covered like a part of the whole Yankee Stadium.
Right.
But, yeah, we'll take something. We'll take something in the stadium.
Right.
I mean,
that's right.
Where the Yankees play, I mean, it's nice to have something in there where
there's
such a rich tradition of history. So it's cool.
What's it like playing at Yankee Stadium? Because there's a lot of people around the league that talk about it, but have never actually played on that field. Like, what's it like for you guys?
It's great for us. We love it. Yeah, no, it's we've embraced it, man. It's a tough place to come and play. It's been a place that we've really learned to really, you know, kind of push our style on other teams when they come into our place, and it's not easy to figure out. So you know, every team has their advantage playing at their stadiums and what it's like, but you know, Yankee Stadium is just something that we've maintained as an advantage for ourselves.
Watch this. We've been asking players all day a little bit of trivia. Mm-hmm. Watch this.
Mm-hmm.
First Mexican player to win MLS All-Star MVP.
And I think the only two, right? There's only one of them.
Yep.
I'm going to have to go with Carlos Vela.
Man, you played in Chicago, bro.
Oh, no. Cuauhtemoc? Yeah, Blanco.
Yep.
To be fair, I was, 20 at the time, and I didn't cross over with Cuauhtemoc.
Okay.
So
right.
I've heard stories of the legend, but that's not.
Yeah, I bet you have.
Yeah, I had to give Carlos a shot because he's here. And
yep.
Like, I just,
yep, he's,
you know.
Yep, he's on your team. You got another one for him.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Do you know how many teams are in Liga MX?
I don't know how many teams are in Liga MX.
Take a guess.
I'm going to go around, let's say, 22?
18.
He's probably the closest we've had so far.
How many of those 18 make playoffs?
Ooh, wow.
I'll give you a hint.
Give me a hint.
Bigger percentage than MLS, if you can believe that.
How many of those teams make the playoffs? Let's say 16. Let's say two.
Two don't make playoffs?
Yeah, why not?
That's your what a hell of a league that would be.
It's a bigger percentage. I went
12 out of the 18.
12 out of the 18.
It's not too far off.
Yeah, four go direct and the other eight go into a play-in style.
Yeah,
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 there
yeah.
we go.
Hey, what about which team has won the most titles in Liga MX history? Who's the LA Galaxy of Liga MX?
Maybe America?
Boom!
You're the first guy to get that.
Let's go.
And there's some guys you thought would have gotten that.
See?
And they didn't get that.
See?
That's Sean Johnson. It's that veteran quality, right? Yeah. He's been around.
There you go.
He knows how to answer the difficult questions here on Football America. Sean, thanks for the time, man. Great to have
you. Guys.
And good luck on Wednesday.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
ESPN Plus, of course, your official home for the Bundesliga all season long. Make sure to catch Union Berlin, Jordan Pfaff Union Berlin. They play on Sunday against Mainz, kickoff at 9:20 a.m. Eastern Time. Of course, Union Berlin getting off to a fast start to their season 3-1 win over city rivals Hertha Berlin. Walker Zimmerman joining us next here on our tour de force around MLS All-Star Game. We just came out of a promo for the Skills Challenge. How come you didn't get invited to the Skills Challenge?
I picked up an injury last week.
I feel like every time we see you, you have a black eye.
Yeah, it's not uncommon for me. I don't know why. These eyes are a little bit magnetic. Uh-huh. But very bummed that I couldn't accept the invite for the Skills Challenge. I don't think center backs get enough credit in the box.
I was going to say, if there was a skills challenge for defenders,
what
would you think your best skills challenge would be?
Crossing and finishing.
Mm-hmm. I could see that.
Or maybe heading a punt and see how far you can head it.
Wow. Heading a punt?
It's frowned upon. Yeah. You can't do that until you're like 12 years old now.
I hope he brings it because our last guest really brought it.
What's that?
Sean Johnson.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Sean's a great interviewee, to be honest.
Yeah.
His voice is just so...
Deep voice.
Yeah, it's sexy, right?
He's in the commercials, but he should also be doing like the voiceover work for the commercials, I feel
like. Yeah, he's going to take over for Morgan Freeman.
I didn't want to say it, but you said it.
I said it. Yeah, I said it.
So tell us a little bit about arriving in Minnesota today. First glances with the guys, first training session. Like, what's all that like?
It was great. You know, it was a really fun session, to be honest. We did some boxes, 5v2. There was a soccer tennis field set up. We played some two-touch, took down Jesus in the final of that. So it's been a good day so far, honestly. Vibes are high here. You know, it's a long media day for everyone, but at the same time, it's exciting to be here, and we enjoy it.
I know you're a defender, but what attacking player...
You said that like it was a bad thing.
No, listen to the question. I know you're a defender, but what attacking player were you like most excited to come see up close?
Probably Driussi. Mm-hmm. I haven't gotten to play Austin yet, but he's obviously had an incredible year. MVP candidate for obvious reasons with his contributions, but he's a player that I'm excited to see in training tomorrow and then certainly in the game on Wednesday.
What's the approach on Wednesday? Because it's not another game.
It's not another game. Tactics, who knows what we're going to do with all the number 10s and midfielders that we have, forwards.
Say it, it's unfair.
It's a little unfair. But that's okay. You know, these guys are super talented. They're probably more entertaining to watch than if you put, you know, more defenders on the field. But it'll be fun. It'll be competitive on Wednesday, but certainly looking forward to seeing some guys do some creative things with the ball, make some cool plays happen on the field.
It's an all-star game at the end of the day. It's show, it's entertainment, but it's still Liga MX. It's still Major League Soccer. Some equate that to Mexico versus the United States men's national team. How do you go about this?
There's always going to be that narrative anytime you have any competition between Mexico and the U.S. It's a rivalry. It's intense. And even though it's an all-star game, there's going to be some chippiness. I remember last year even, like, some of the first challenges in the game, we realized very quickly, like, there's a little bit more at stake here than just, you know, playing in an all-star game. So we won that one in PKs. We're looking to win again this year. And it's creating a good narrative between the two leagues.
I remember that. It was Romo versus Sebastian Legette, actually. I remember that.
Some chippiness there. All right, let's talk a little bit about Nashville. Kind of where are you guys at in this season? There's been some ups and downs right now. Sixth in the West, kind of right in that position where you need a playoff push.
Yeah, we certainly have gone through a run of some tough results that haven't helped us in the standings, but we're coming up on 5 of our next 6 games at home, a place that we need to improve, be playing at home and getting more points there. But it's a great environment. It's a great stadium, great place to play. Our fans are showing up week in, week out, and now it's our turn to reward them, and we have the chance to do that over the next six games.
What's going on? Because I turned on the tube, and it looks like an unreal environment. Why are you struggling to pick up these points at home?
Yeah, it's been tough. You know, it's games that we'll either take the lead, and then we'll kind of concede late, or games that we go down early off of a goal that, you know, is it's soft. It's not a good enough goal to allow, and then we have to claw our way back into it. So I don't know that there's any one reason for it, but it's something that, you know, we need to address. We need to continue to work on our set pieces, defending, that is, and then figure out ways to grind out results late and not get too content to drop deep and let teams come at us.
You had one of those games this weekend, 4-3 against Toronto. It was a game within a day of madness around Major League Soccer. It was the most goals we've ever seen in one day of MLS play. Like, how do you explain that? What's happening in MLS right now, specifically this past weekend?
Yeah, this past weekend was crazy. I mean, it was the most goals that we've seen as Nashville as well, so I don't like to relive it, letting in four. But I actually, all things considered, the results kind of went our way, which it makes losses feel slightly better. But I looked at all the scores when I got done with the game. I'm like, wow, 4-3 didn't look so bad after all. Right. So that was, definitely a wild weekend. The West and the East, but the West specifically, it's very close. I think between 3rd and 10th, it's like, what, 3 or 4 points that separate those teams. And we come up with a run where we're playing a lot of those teams that we're fighting with. So it's going to shape up to be an exciting end of the season, and we're looking forward to having those home matches in hand, and hopefully we can get some points out of them.
I'm really curious how you see things. I mean, you've been in Major League Soccer. I remember the FC Dallas days, so you've seen it all. Congratulations on the new contract, by the way. To seeing players facing guys like Lorenzo Insigne, who's rumored to be making over $12 million a year, and then you can see that up close. Talent level, what have you seen up close, and kind of what's happening in Major League Soccer that all of a sudden you're seeing these type of salaries?
I think we're seeing significant investment, and that's important for the growth of the league, and it starts even in the youth systems. And the way that we're starting to see these academies form, spend money, the transfers coming in and out of the league is at an all-time high. And so it's exciting when players like Insigne come in and you get to play them firsthand and see, okay, this is like what we're spending our money on, and well, I think we can take him, and looking at different guys and their contracts, and it's good. It's good for the game. It's good to attract players that are in their prime, who are coming to make an impact in the best years of their career. And so it was a good chance to see that up close, and hopefully we can play those guys again, because I'm still a little bitter about that.
We're talking about contracts. What about your new contract? You know, because we see guys who work in MLS for years and years and years to kind of get that big payday. You got it. What changes?
Nothing changes for me. You know, honestly, I feel an even heightened responsibility. You know, I'm someone who I'm going to not be content with just kind of securing the bag, as they say. I'm still focused each and every day on getting better individually, getting better as a team, and making sure that I can honor the ownership and the city with that investment that they made in me, and make it worth every penny and more in return for them. So that's my mindset, and I know that I'm going to continue to do that, not change the way that I've kind of been my whole career.
All right, Walker, we got to let you go. Thanks for your time here at MLS All-Star Game, and we wish you good luck on Wednesday night.
Appreciate it, guys.
Busy, busy times for the LA Galaxy, who, as always, are well represented at Major League Soccer's All-Star Game. A 4-2 loss over the weekend to Sporting Kansas City. And, of course, last week we saw them in the League's Cup as well. Big part of that effort, Julian Araujo. Speaking of busy, he's been linked to half the teams in the world, it seems. America, Porto, and anybody else who's interested
Porto.
In a quality right back.
Yeah, you
didn't
Porto.
Say that? Yeah, did I say that? Okay, I said
did,
that.
Did
I
he say
that.
Porto?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, all right, all right.
Yeah. Hey, hey. You know, we're making things interesting here on Football Americas. Julian, great to have you with us. Tell us a little bit about just your arrival here to Minnesota, what it's been like training with the guys. I see your shorts are already dirty, right?
Yeah, they are from eating a little bit. Got a little bit dirty, can't handle myself. But no, it was a good little flight. We came from Kansas City here, 1 hour flight. Got here last night around 7. But it's been a good time, you know, getting to know everybody, especially, you know, playing against everybody, our rivals. But it's good just to get to know each other. Everybody's super friendly. But it's good to be around all of these top guys, being so young, taking in information, and whatever I can, I'm trying to take away from these things, and I'm happy to be here.
Taking information, are guys getting pretty serious about this? Like, is there already that talk, hey, we can't lose, that kind of talk, or?
No, not like that, just some, like, you know, we talk about our clubs, obviously, yeah. But just being around all these big guys, you know, I'm around guys that I was growing up idolizing, and I'm very happy to be, you know, be in this position, and
Yeah, obviously we do want to win on Wednesday for sure.
Personally, what does it mean for you to be an All-Star?
It means the world. You know, obviously I've worked my whole life to just be a professional soccer player, and to come in the league and be an All-Star is something that I'm, you know, that I'm proud of, that my family's proud of. You know, without my family, I wouldn't be where I am today, and I just continue to work hard. Every day I'm trying to improve on whatever I can, and yeah, I'm going to try to represent, obviously, the biggest club in MLS and represent my family.
I hope this doesn't sound cliche, but is it difficult at times because you're a young guy? And you've got LA Galaxy, which is the winningest team in Major League Soccer's history with trophies. You've got the Mexican national team that's a machine here in the States. It's a lot of attention. Rumors about Porto. I mean, is it difficult at times to maintain that focus, to kind of not let yourself get carried away?
Yeah, for sure. I think just being so young, you know, having all this information, just seeing all the internet stuff and talking to a lot of different people, it's definitely difficult, you know, seeing some things, you know, as much as I don't want to be on social media, just seeing some things on social media, it's difficult. Like you said, I'm playing for, I represent Mexico, one of the, you know, the most, I feel like I, you know, a lot of players that play in Mexico, that play for Mexico, have a lot of pressure. And yeah, I think it brings out the best of us. I think I like the pressure. I think it brings out the best of me. But yeah, I try to stay away from it. I try to just stay true to myself, just try to stay focused, try to stay true to my to what I do, and just honestly just stay focused on what I do.
There's a lot of talk about a move around you. Do you feel ready for the next step?
I feel ready. I feel I want to take I obviously my dream and my goal is to play in Europe, whether that comes this summer transfer window or if it comes in January. I feel ready. I feel like that's what I need to you know, to reach my highest potential. I want to play in the biggest leagues in the world, and you know, I feel like I'm someone who always wants to learn, and for me to go play in the top leagues is going to bring out the best of me.
What type of football do you see yourself playing? Like, what brand of football? What type of league are you, do you think you're ready for?
I'm an attacking-minded defensive back. I like to attack. I also love to defend. But as you see, you know, Bayer Leverkusen, how they play. They have to spread the game out wide. The wingers play up top. They go forward to defend, and I like to. That's my game. I like to defend, and I like to help score goals.
And I think you probably have a unique perspective on it, just being Mexican American. But just last week, right? You're in the middle of the League's Cup. You get to see all kind of the attention when you really put Liga MX's best against Major League Soccer's best. For you, what does it mean tomorrow to or Wednesday to beat Liga MX? Is it that important?
It's like any other game, you know. Obviously, I want to win every game that I step on the pitch for. I never want to lose. I hate losing, whether it's a friendly, whether it's a game that I come in for 5 minutes or whatever it is. I want to win. I have a winning mentality, and yeah, on Wednesday it'll mean the world. Just like any other win, I want to win.
This is an extra layer to that rivalry, right? That U.S. men's national team versus Mexico rivalry, whether it's Liga MX, MLS, whether it's Leagues Cup, whether it's whatever it is. Have you felt that yet?
Definitely, for sure. Yeah, like I said, the rivalry is a big one. It's a big one, and I know they're coming over here to want to beat us, because I'm sure they definitely don't want to lose. Last year we beat them in PKs, and this year we don't want to take it to PKs. We want to win it before the 90th minute.
Should we do some trivia?
Let's do some trivia. All right,
we're gonna find out, Julian, how well you know your enemy on Wednesday night. How well you know Liga MX. A ver.
You ready? All right. Liga MX team with the most league titles.
Chivas.
Chivas.
America.
America. You know, I was going to say that in my head because I was going to say that.
For a long time, it was Chivas, and then America.
It used to be Chivas, yes, and then you know, the early, I guess, the last two decades happened. All right. How many MLS? Oh, no. Then.
A ver, maestro.
How many Liga MX teams make playoffs?
For sure, maybe. I'm going to say five, six?
It's
double that.
Yeah, double
12
that.
12 of the 18. 12. And they say making the playoffs in MLS is easy. Can you believe that? 12 of the 18 get the repechaje.
It's direct four, and then the other eight go to repechaje, a play-in.
Repechaje, yeah.
Which is also something that's changed in recent
years.
It used to be eight. It was kind of always standard eight. We're giving you tough ones.
Okay. How about this one? All right. Name a player with both an MLS Cup and Liga MX trophy.
Oh, wow. You.
Oh, mira eso. The one he knew, was, of course,
like
Hercules Gomez.
Yeah.
Hey, but you're the most important. It is.
I didn't want to say it. Omar Gonzalez, another guy
for
the Galaxy.
Yeah. I remember him.
Right. Julian, thanks so much for the time, man. I know you got a bunch of other interviews, but we're great to have you here on Football
Thank
America.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you.
Pumas representing Liga MX against Barcelona over the weekend at the Joan Gamper Trophy, a last tune-up for Barcelona.
They looked good, Herc.
Yeah, they did. If you're on that near post, Palermo, stay on that near post. Good little through ball, and then, oh, no, Julio. Not Julio Gonzalez's best moment there.
Two goals in the first 5 minutes of this game for Barcelona, three goals in the first 10, four goals, Herc, in the first 19. Not a great day for Pumas at the office.
Took home a touchdown. Listen, what are you going to do? Is it a reality of Mexican football or is it a reality of Barcelona? Maybe somewhere in between. Not Pumas' best showing by any means. Barcelona running riot.
The final score, 6-0. At least Dani Alves got to do his FCB Barcelona farewell. No, he got 60 minutes and the start. So there's a feel good for Pumas,
I guess.
Come on.
What do you want? Yeah, I lost 6-0. Thanks. Throw me around.
It doesn't count for either of these teams. That's the good news. Pumas will step back into Liga MX play. As for Barcelona, they certainly seem to have some momentum, Herc, ahead of the La Liga season.
Yeah, Lewandowski looks good, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. His first goal for Barcelona. Pumas making some plays there towards the end. A little bit of hope. But in the end, they were denied even the chance to score a goal. 6-0, Herc.
Yeah, I thought the 6-0 was a little short, if I'm being honest. It is what it is. Xavi, Lilini.
Alexis Vega of Chivas and the Mexican national team and a Liga MX All-Star with us then on Fútbol América's Herc. Let's get a sense of what he's looking forward to the most from this game against MLS.
¿Qué esperas? ¿Qué es lo que más quieres disfrutar de este tipo de ambiente de Major League Soccer contra Liga MX?
Bueno, yo creo que es un partido lindo poder disputar una vez más este partido. Si bien o mal es un espectáculo que le podemos dar a la gente, así que tratar de disfrutarlo y que sea un buen ambiente para todos nosotros.
He said it should be a good game, a spectacle for all, and that they will try to do their best. I wonder what he thinks of the rivalry between USA and Mexico and how that might show itself on Wednesday night.
Bueno, Estados Unidos contra México, ¿cómo crees que puede presentarse eso en el juego de dos ligas? Que muy bien, una representa Canadá y Estados Unidos, pero al final del día la gente piensa en Estados Unidos contra México.
Sí, ese partido, te digo, es como para disfrutar, para sacar esos viajes que traemos encima. Y posteriormente, obviamente, son dos ligas importantes, dos ligas que han crecido bastante. En torneos oficiales yo creo que sí es un parámetro para nosotros la MLS, así que trataremos de en torneos oficiales sacar provecho, dar golpes de autoridad para que sepan de qué está hecha la Liga Mexicana. Y bueno, obviamente la MLS está creciendo bastante.
So he said it's a game to be enjoyed. There are two important leagues that have shown growth, and MLS is a good way to measure themselves, but it still sounds like he wants to show that Liga MX is still the boss. Why don't we find out a little bit what his role will be in the skills challenge, right? Because he's going to be involved in that too.
Bueno, estás en el concurso de habilidades. ¿Sabes tu rol? ¿En qué vas a estar? ¿Qué te toca? ¿Cómo ves este tipo de evento?
Obviamente estoy enterado. Me pusieron en la lista. No tengo la mínima idea de lo que me toca hacer. más o menos tengo la idea del pasado, de que vi a mis compañeros concursar, así que ya más o menos sé por dónde va.
Okay, so he's seen the list. He has no idea what he's going to do, but he saw last year's competition. He saw his teammates there do what they had to do, so I think he's got a pretty good idea. Alexis, muchas gracias por el tiempo y buena suerte miércoles.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Muchas gracias.
La Liga, exclusively on ESPN Plus all season long. The action starts on Friday. Osasuna against Tecatitos Sevilla. Coverage begins 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time right here on ESPN Plus for the La Liga Lid Lifter.
Our coverage of the MLS All-Star Game continues with Brandon Vasquez of FC Cincinnati. When you walked up, I was impressed by how big you are, man. You're huge.
Thank you.
You don't seem that surprised by it. Are you surprised?
I'll take that as a I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah.
I'm a little surprised because I was telling him, I remember him in the Cholos Academy. He wasn't as lean, if you will.
He's probably a teenager. You worked out a lot since then.
For sure. Yeah. That was what, 5, 6, 7 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, easy. The gray hairs haven't come in yet. So, Brandon, tell me what it's like to be named to MLS All-Star team, because it was kind of like a last-minute thing for you. You got on the plane at the last second.
Yeah, you know, it's incredible. You know, I mean, I can't take these opportunities for granted. And, you know, I'm beyond grateful to be here and happy. And, I think I'm up here with all of these guys. You know, I deserve it.
As an all-star, it's a great achievement. But for you personally, Mexican-American, you grew up watching a lot of these guys you're probably going to face. Well, what's that mean to you?
For sure. I mean, for me, I got one thing on my mind, and that's score goals, help my team win. So regardless of who I'm playing, that's my objective every time I step on the field.
When you were a kid, I wonder kind of which of the leagues were you watching more? Is it Liga MX, MLS? And like, what teams are you watching as you
grow
up?
Yeah, I mean, when I was growing up and I was playing for Tijuana, then I would always only watch Liga MX, you know? And then going to Atlanta, then I started watching all the MLS and being super involved in everything that was going on around the league. And Liga MX kind of like stood in behind that. I had a little bit of both, you know. Mm-hmm. So most recently, a lot of more MLS, Liga MX. Haven't been following it as much, but yeah, a little bit of both.
What's that been like for you emotionally? Be kind of caught in the middle when it comes to the Mexican national team, the U.S. men's national team, Liga MX, MLS. You know, what's that been like for you?
Yeah, you know, it's exciting. You know, I mean, it's a lot of options. So it's
as far as emotions, you find yourself like every once in a while, like, I feel like I find myself rooting here, but I root here. Like, you feel like a little divided. What's going on?
For sure, a little bit, you know, because I got Mexico in my blood, but I also grew up in the States and played with the U.S. youth national team as well. So I got a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. You know, I appreciate the culture and everything where I come from, but I also enjoy being in the States. Yeah.
14 goals so far this season. What's working for you?
Hunger. Hunger, I think, is just taking this opportunity and not letting it go. You know, hitting the back of the net, being obsessed with that feeling. Yeah.
Has anything changed from years past?
Yeah, I think opportunity. I think opportunity for sure. You know, I mean, I'm getting a lot more playing time, and that brings a lot of confidence. And having a coaching staff that supports me and a good team around me that also helps put me in front of goal. I mean, the stars are aligning, and I love where I'm at right now.
You talk about hunger. What's that hunger come with? What do you want to see with that hunger? What's your goal?
Strive for greatness. You know, I want to play on the national team. I want to go to Europe. I want to play in the top leagues in the world. I want to play Champions League. I want to strive for the best, you know, and I think that's what's pushing me, just being the best athlete and be the best person I could possibly be. So just pushing myself every single day to be that.
He mentioned national team. He didn't mention which one. I want to get to that in a second, but I got to ask about FC Cincinnati first.
Okay.
At the beginning of the season, we do kind of like a prediction segment here on the show. I said FC Cincinnati would be the worst team in the league. Obviously, I got it wrong. Like, why was I so wrong? What have you guys been able to do this year?
I don't blame you. I mean, the last couple of years.
It's kind of like it's a fault pick. Thank you.
This is three seasons in a row, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So the past couple of years, just it wasn't it in Cincinnati. I don't know. A lot of things going wrong. But this year, it seems like everything is going right. So it's been a lot of fun to be part of this group. New GM coming in, new coaching staff. They've switched everything around, the culture around. Everything has been absolutely incredible. And being a part of that team has been nothing short but fun.
What's the goal this year?
Getting playoffs. That'd be making history for FCC. And, sneak into the World Cup roster for sure.
All right. Okay. All Again, right. He didn't tell us which World Cup
Go
roster.
Ahead, we'll
so, so tell me about where your status is right now at the international level. Who's talking to you and who's not talking to you?
U.S. is talking to me. Mexico has not talked to me. So you know how it goes. I was talking to Anthony Hudson, one of Greg's assistants, a couple nights ago in Cincinnati. He came out to the game to watch. So he was basically just telling me what the U.S. national team looks for in a number 9, what I do good, what they think I can improve on a little bit. But they're happy and impressed with my performances recently, and to keep going, to keep scoring. And, there'll be a chance to be with them.
What can Brandon Vasquez offer the U.S. men's national team?
Goals, goals, hold the play, creativity up front, and strength. Strength. So, yeah, I would say that.
I think the hold-up play is something to kind of dive down on here, because all the advanced analytics suggest you're the best hold-up player in all of Major League Soccer. Is that something that's always been a part of your game? And how much of that is important to kind of like what you do with FC Cincinnati and maybe in the future the national team?
For sure, for sure. That's been a part of my game since I can remember. I used to, when I was younger, I was playing on the wing, and I loved having my back on the line. And then when I became taller, the coaches started putting me as number 9, and I had to learn how to play with my back to goal and having defenders on my back at all times. And that's helped me be where I am today with my hold to play. And I think it's an important part of FC Cincinnati's attack. You know, I'm bringing in creative players like Lucho, Brenner, our wingers coming in as well. I think it's important for our attack, and I think I can do that pretty well.
Now I want to go back to the national team. You know, players who don't do World Cup qualifying or the lead up to World Cup generally don't make the flight. Mm-hmm. How much is Qatar?
Wait a second. I got an example of one right here.
Well, there you go. All right. We've got a very similar story. Mm-hmm. Even though I was on the outside in, that was always on the back of my mind, that dream, that hope. How much of that is on the back of your mind? How much does that weigh on you?
I wouldn't say I'm letting it weigh on me. I think I'm just I have it on the back of my mind. But like I mentioned earlier, I got one goal on my mind, and that's perform every time I step on the field. So all the buzz that's going on the outside, I try to not let that affect me. I try to not like let anything on social media. I try to not see any of that kind of stuff. So, yeah, like I said, I got one thing on my mind, and that's perform the best I can and help my team win and score goals.
It's one thing to ignore social media. It's hard to ignore the national team manager when he talks about you. Greg Berhalter said, hey, this kid keeps scoring at this rate. I can't help but call him in. When you hear that from the national team manager, like, what does it do for you?
It just shows me that I got to keep doing what I'm doing. You know, I can't be complacent with anything. I got a lot to prove and a lot to go. You know, I think this is barely getting started. So I it's exciting to have a national team coach say that stuff about me. And that's great. But I got to keep performing. I got to keep proving that it's the real deal.
What about Mexico? Is the door closed?
No, I got to keep all my options open. You know, you never know. I got to, you know, like I said, my family's from Mexico. I got Mexico in the blood. So I still have part of that in me.
All right, Brandon. Appreciate the time here on Football Americas. Good luck with FC Cincinnati, and good luck on Wednesday against Liga MX.
Thank you, guys.
One more reminder then, it's the MLS versus Liga MX All-Star Game on Wednesday at Allianz Field right here in Minnesota. Will it be a repeat for Major League Soccer, or will it be revenge for Liga MX? I'm getting excited, bro. I'm pretty pumped.
You've been pretty excited all day. Yes. I got to simmer you down a little bit. We still got the skills challenge tomorrow.
We do.
And then the All-Star Game, but it's what you want, right?
Absolutely.
Liga MX, Major League Soccer, Mexico, USMNT, it's what you want.
Yep. Little programming note for you guys. We're not going to be on Thursday this week. Instead, we're going to do a post-game Wednesday after the MLS versus Liga MX All-Star Game. So a little bit of a change there. We'll have a lot of interviews, obviously, like the ones we had today. You also spoke with Luca Della Torre, didn't you? We're going
to
run that on Wednesday night.
Luca Della Torre, it'll be on Wednesday night. Very interesting.
Oh, yeah?
That's all I can say.
Okay, a good interview. Herc's teasing a good interview. Plenty else coming on Wednesday's show as well. We will talk about the developing situation between Orange County SC and the LA Galaxy, something we've got a keen eye on here on Football Americas. For Herc, I'm Seb. Thanks for watching. We'll see you Wednesday from right here in Minnesota.